Welcome to the Unpacking It podcast, where we unpack sports, faith, and life with intriguing guests from the sports and entertainment world. I'm Bryce Johnson from Unpacking It Ministries. I hope you're doing great today. Really appreciate you checking out the podcast, and I hope that you're a regular listener. If you're not, I hope that you'll subscribe to the podcast in iTunes or whatever podcast player you enjoy. You can also visit our website, unpackingit.com, and you can check out all of our other content. And also, if you live in the Charlotte area, we've got a lot of events going on. This Saturday, we've got our Super Saturday Man Breakfast, where I'll be interviewing a panel of former NFL players, Leon Washington, Ravel Martin, Pete Metzelaars, and Steve Justice. And so we'll be talking faith, sports, and life with them, football and Super Bowl. So it'll be awesome and psyched about that. You can always email me, Bryce@unpackingit.com, Bryce@unpackingit.com, and always love to hear from you. But today on the show, we've got a great interview with Chris Maragos from the Philadelphia Eagles, who's actually on injured reserve, but it was great to talk with him because his perspective on this team and his role on this team, even though he's injured, was cool to hear. And a couple weeks ago, we talked to Matt Overton, who was in a similar situation with the Jacksonville Jaguars, and he offered some great insight. And so I think you'll really enjoy hearing from Chris today. He's been on our show multiple times over the years, and so it's always great to catch up with him. And stick around at the end of the show. I'll have one takeaway from the conversation that I want to share with you. And so right now, let's jump right in. Our guest today is a safety and special teams ace for the Philadelphia Eagles. Before joining the Eagles, he was a member of the Seattle Seahawks from 2011 to 2013, where he won a Super Bowl. He's a husband and a father of three. I'm excited to welcome Chris Maragos back on Unpacking It to talk about the upcoming Super Bowl, faith, and life. Chris, thanks so much for joining us. How are you?
It's good to be here, Bryce. Appreciate you having me on.
Man, we're psyched to catch up with you, and I know it's a wild time for you and the Eagles as you guys prepare for Super Bowl week. But what has it been like just kind of for the team as you guys have realized, man, we're going to the Super Bowl?
Oh, you know, it's exciting. You know, I mean, these are exciting times, you know, for the city of Philadelphia. The last time they were in the Super Bowl was 2004. And so, you know, to have this type of opportunity to go and play and to have an opportunity to win a Super Bowl is just really exciting for everybody. And everybody's really pumped up for the opportunity.
And then, of course, we talked right before we came on. This is a big week for preparation. And you've been a part of the Super Bowl planning when you were with Seattle. So what did you learn from that first time around that maybe you're implementing this time and even giving advice to the guys just from preparation standpoint?
Yeah, you know, I would just say, you know, just stay with your normal routine. You know, it's 2 weeks, which is really rare for, you know, a football team to prepare for a team for 2 weeks. You know, I mean, usually only have 1 week, you know, all the time. So, you know, it's kind of an interesting dynamic from that aspect, game planning wise, but, you know, I would just say just stick with the routine. You know, obviously you want to go in and just think that you're playing the team this weekend and prepare like it and practice like it. And, you know, just keep putting your best foot forward, you know, so that you can, do the best you can to, you know, just get ready for the game.
Chris Maragos from the Philadelphia Eagles joining us on Unpacking It. And of course, the big storyline with the Eagles, which in many ways is surprising because here's a 13-3 team, number one team in the NFC, home field advantage, yep. yet you guys have been the underdog. So what is your kind of thought process and perspective been just in kind of seeing the team embrace that label and just the fact that you guys have been considered underdogs?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, people just thought that just because Carson Wentz goes down, that you don't have a good team around him. And, you know, obviously Carson's a tremendous player and a huge, you know, reason why we are as good as we are this year. But, you know, we have so many great players around it and you know, really is, you know, something that gives us the opportunity to go and compete every game. And so, you know, for us, you know, we just always felt that, you know, no matter what happens, you know, we can compete with anybody and we're going to keep moving forward. And our season's not lost because we lost him, which, you know, obviously we'd love to have him, but, you know, we know that's just the unfortunate circumstances. So, you know, guys are confident going into, you know, these games. And obviously you see, you know, how well our team has played and how well we're doing.
Well, was it one of those things like when Wentz went down and to go along with other injuries, and which we're going to get into your kind of situation as well, but did the team, was that something that the coaches had to continue to hammer home, or was this team so solidified that it was just kind of understood, yeah, we're good. Like we're fine. This team's solid. What was kind of that dynamic like just as guys were getting injured and going on IR?
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, you hate to lose anybody, but you understand that's part of the game. You know, we signed up and played this game and, you know, understand the risks that are involved and, you know, the possibilities that could happen, you know, as a player. And so, but, you know, as a team, I think, you know, it just speaks volumes to why this team has been so good, because we have been able to work through so much adversity. So, you know, everybody's counting us out and having us as underdogs, but I'm like, dude, we've been overcoming adversity all year long. You know, you can't count out a team that does that or people who do that. You know, they're going to find ways to do things and win and get through it. So that's what our guys have been able to do, and it's been really fun to watch.
Yeah, no, it's been, even as a fan watching from the outside, it's been cool and inspiring for sure. Well, as you even look back at the season too, just from a winning standpoint and understanding, because you've won a Super Bowl, at what point did you think, okay, this team is a Super Bowl caliber team? And then did that waver at any point, or have you kind of fought that throughout the season? And maybe what was that turning point where you realized that?
Well, you know, I think the process to, you know, to get to this point starts all the way back in April.
Yeah.
You know, we always felt really confident in, you know, the players that we had and the personnel and the coaching and things like that, the scheme. So, you know, we always felt like we could do it. And, you know, it was one of those things where, you know, we, you know, we're able to just kind of continue to put the pieces together and mold it together as the season went on. So, you know, I think, you know, as a competitor, as an athlete, you always feel like you're the best. You always feel like your team's the best. And so, you know, we expect to be in these positions, but at the same time, it's still unexpected, you know, because, you know, you just don't know what's going to happen. But, you know, you expect to be the best and you expect to play the best for sure.
And even as you compare the Seattle team that you were a part of that won a Super Bowl, are there similarities, differences that just kind of translate to a Super Bowl caliber team? And what are some of those things?
No, absolutely. I mean, really strong defenses. I mean, you look at our defense here, the past five games, we've given up 10 points. You know, same thing in Seattle. We had one of the best defenses, you know, in NFL history, a top five or 10 in NFL history. And so, you know, you look at those similarities. Obviously, you look at the run game, offensive line. You know, in Seattle, we had a great one that year. And this year, we do too as well. And so, you know, you just look at those types of things, playing good defense, running the ball. You know, obviously, you got to have a great quarterback that can throw it and players all around. But, you know, that's really the success that I see, you know, from both teams when I was on Seattle and this team as well.
Absolutely. Chris Maragos, our guest right now on Unpacking It, safety, special teams ace for the Philadelphia Eagles. And Chris, we got to talk about just kind of your story from this season. You went on injured reserve in October with a knee injury. So first off, how are you feeling and how has the healing process been going for you?
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot better. You know, I mean, it's a slow recovery process. It's a 9 to 12 month injury, but you know, it's something that I'm feeling really good. I'm about 2.5 months out right now, and my knee's starting to feel really, really great. It's getting strong. You know, my rehab's going really well. I'm ahead of schedule. So, you know, all of those are really positive, and I feel really grateful and thankful to be, you know, in this position and you know, to be getting my health back. And so, you know, just trying to put my best foot forward every day and just get ready for next season.
Yeah, well, so that's kind of the personal perspective. And then at the same time, your team keeps on winning. They're going to the Super Bowl. Yeah. You're a part of things and you're on the sideline. And I saw you on TV on Sunday on the sideline cheering on your guys and being a part of it. But take us into what that's like, being on injured reserve and being connected yet disconnected, a part of it yet not a part of it. What is that like and how has that experience been for you?
Yeah, it's different just because, you know, when you've been playing your whole life, you know, you're on the sidelines, you're in the thick of it, you're physically out there with your teammates and the guys on your team and things like that. So it's really different when it comes to that aspect of it. But it's been a blessing this year. You know what I mean? You know, I just look at the role God has me in and where he's placed me. And, you know, I just feel like he hasn't made any mistakes by, you know, the situation that I've been placed in. You know, this is exactly where I need to be. This is exactly the role that I need to be playing for my team. You know, although I'd like to be out there playing, that's just the way he's had it. And, you know, I just got to continue to trust that process.
Well, and what has that role looked like? And how has that kind of maybe leadership role taken over and just being there for the guys, having that support role?
Yeah, you know, I think you just try to pour into guys. I think spiritually you just try to, you know, show them the highs and the lows. You know, I think, you know, guys really see Jesus in your life a lot more when you talk about your struggles and how he's helping you through it, you know, rather than just saying everything's all great, God's good, and which he is, but, you know, really, really able to, you know, give guys the opportunity to dive into your life and to see it for what it is and things like that. And, you know, also too, for me with guys, you know, just looking at the opportunity to lead guys and to show them the way, you know, I mean, if I can't be out there physically, I can help them out mentally. And you know, that's kind of a way for me to be out on the field and, you know, contribute. So that's where I look at it, and it's been good for sure.
Chris Maragos, our guest right now on Unpacking It from the Philadelphia Eagles. And just for you personally, how has your faith grown, and what have been some of the challenging elements that you've kind of worked through as you faced this injury and going through this season?
Oh yeah. You know, I mean, you know, you're getting stretched and pulled and a lot of, you know, different ways, you know, to be molded and how God's forming me, you know, in this time. And, you know, it's interesting. You know, I think as an athlete, you're so used to doing things on your own and you know, you're really good at problem solving and figuring things out. You're making checks and adjustments at half times and, you know, all throughout your career, you're always, you know, trying to find ways to continue to evolve your game, things like that. So it's been a good time for me to just rest in who God is and in his strength and not my own strength. And, you know, he's really drawing me closer, you know, on an intimate level with him, you know, as I, you know, work through the injury and, you know, the difficulties of it. And, you know, but he's seen me through it, and it's been a great process. I'm thankful for it. That's for sure.
Oh, that's neat. And I was even thinking, just, you know, you've been pouring into these guys and the ones that are still active and playing. Have you also felt like the brotherhood has been key for you, where they've been supportive of you while you're going through the injury? How has that dynamic been?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, I feel like they've been giving more to me than what I've been giving to them.
Wow.
And that's been the biggest blessing of it all. And, you know, we got, you know, a couple of my buddies who are on IR, and, you know, they're constantly giving me verses and they're speaking life into me and they're continuing to, you know, uplift me and encourage and those types of things. And so it's really, really important to have those guys around, and it's been really, really beneficial, and I'm really thankful that I have. And for that, I'm really grateful to have their friendship and, you know, their brotherhood of the Lord too, you know?
Yeah, well, and I think that's what's been neat too, just hearing all the stories coming out from Philadelphia, just with guys like you that are, you know, living their faith out, very outspoken about their faith, and seems like stories are constantly being written and spoken about. And so as you kind of look at this team and the makeup and some of these key leaders like yourself that are walking with the Lord and you know, sharing it with fans and all that sort of thing. What have you kind of noticed just about that? And I even think back to your time in Seattle, because it was so similar there as well when you guys were making your run to the Super Bowl. So I don't know. I'm just curious, just kind of some of your thoughts and takeaways just from both experiences and how you've seen God work just through the lives of outspoken players that want to talk about their faith.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, it's cool. You know, guys, obviously, you know, the Lord is the most important thing in all of our lives, and football is a big deal, and there's a lot of other things that really are big deals too. But, you know, for us, you know, God has given us the opportunity to have this ability to play and to use it, right? And no matter what ability he's given any one of us, whether it's a football player or a nurse or a doctor or, you know, a street sweeper or whatever it might be, he's given us something to steward over, and he's given us something to be faithful with. And, you know, for us, you know, to say, hey, listen, let's use whatever we have for his glory and for whatever reason. And he's given us a big platform during this time with the Super Bowl and as professional athletes. And for us, we just want to make sure that we're just being faithful. And, you know, faithfulness isn't the size of, you know, the platform that he's given you. It's being, you know, faithful within, you know, what he's given you, no matter how big it is, you know? And so many people see success as and faithfulness, you know, in the big things that are, you know, whatever those might be. But I mean, really the Lord just looks at the heart and looks at the success of just being faithful with what he's given you. That's really what it's measured by. And so for us, you know, we just want to be faithful with what he's given us and use that to tell people about what's really important in our lives.
Amen. I love it. Chris Maragos, safety, special teams guy with the Philadelphia Eagles, joining us here on Unpacking It as he's gearing up for a big Super Bowl trip, of course, playing against the New England Patriots. And even just continuing that thought that you were just saying, I think the picture that you posted on Twitter where you're with your family and just soaking in the moment. And it's again, those little opportunities where you're just being a dad and a husband, and that's what's most important to you. Yet all around you is confetti and the fans going crazy, the team's going back to the Super Bowl, all that sort of thing. And so I see that special moment just from on the outside looking in and go, wow, that's special. That's really neat. But what was your takeaway from that kind of experience with your three kids all around you and your wife?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's special because they're the ones who walk with you through everything that the NFL throws at you, everything that football, everything that life throws at you. And so, you know, to have those fruitful moments, you know, so many people, they just see those types of pictures and they go, oh man, everything's perfect. Or, oh man, look at how great that is. And yeah, that is true. Those are great things. And those are moments that are so special, but there's a lot of tough, hard things that you work through and you deal with too along the way. And so, you know, to have your family who literally is with you all the time and is working with you and helping you through, you know, all those moments to help you reach those pinnacles and those fruitful, successful moments like those that you see in those pictures. You know, to spend that with them and to have them to be a part of that is really the most rewarding and special thing that you could really ask for. And I'm grateful to have them and everything that they mean for my life and the help that they've got me to get to that point, for sure.
And really the reality is, whether you guys had just won that game or not, that picture is awesome just with what it is. It's you and your family together. And then the other stuff is kind of a bonus, but that's a neat perspective from Chris Maragos. And so in speaking just about your family, so you're a dad of three. How are things going? What's kind of the latest with them, and how aware are they of what's going on with the Eagles?
Well, I'm losing more hair every minute of the day with these three kids. they keep me busy, that's for sure. So I got a six-year-old boy, a 4-year-old boy, and a newborn daughter. So,
so they
keep me busy. They're a lot of fun. My two boys are all about the Eagles. They're huge football fans. My oldest is like the statistician. He knows every score to every game and the matchups and everything. So it's fun, you know, just having them and having the opportunity to have them, you know, be a part of this is really a special thing and a ton of fun.
So will they be able to make the trip to Minneapolis or what does that look like?
Yep, they're going to make it. So Good. My wife actually missed it last time. She was, she had our son 4 days after we won the Super Bowl when I was with Seattle.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So she wasn't able to fly to New York from Seattle for that one. So she's really excited about going to this one because she didn't get to experience it last time. So the whole family will be with us, all three of the kids and parents and brother and, you know, all that stuff. So it'll be great.
Oh, that's really cool. So do you know what your plans are considering you're on injured reserve? What does that kind of look like for Super Bowl week and just kind of the days leading up to the big game?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not sure. You know, obviously I'll be involved with the team and be around and do whatever I can to help and to be a part of it and, you know, give them as much of myself as I can. So I'll do everything we can, you know, to do it. And looking forward to, you know, just helping these guys, you know, achieve what they want to do. So.
Definitely. No, it's great. All right. So we got to talk about the fans for a second, because I've got family that lives in Philadelphia. My dad's from Philly. And so I'm always getting the texts and all the trash talk and everything from my uncles and cousins and everything. But tell me what your perspective has been of the Eagles fans and maybe what the misconceptions are for the rest of the country that's wondering, okay, for the Super Bowl, am I going to root for the Eagles? Oh, but the fans, they're so annoying. Or do I root for New England? And of course, all that comes with rooting for the team that always wins. So what do you think of that?
Yeah, you know, you got to root for the Eagles. I mean, you know, we got fans that are passionate and they're hungry for a Super Bowl win. And you know, Philadelphia is, you know, the type of town, they're just blue-collar type people. And, you know, they're just very passionate people. You know, they put their heart and soul in everything that they do. And you know, you see that by the way they cheer for their team. And that's what gives us a lot of our strength in those times too, is, you know, having them, you know, and you know, the type of mentality that they, you know, bring us from, you know, the passion and commitment, you know, we as players, you know, we feed off of that, and, you know, makes us just as passionate and committed as they are, for sure.
Yeah, they're committed. There's no question. And I also, my uncle texted me that he's got buddies who have been season ticket holders for 20, 30 years. And they were saying that was the loudest the stadium had ever been. So, on Sunday.
It was loud. Sure.
Yeah. What was that atmosphere like for you?
Oh man. You know, just, you know, to play in those big moments and those big games and those monumental type times. I mean, it's so special and it's so much fun. And, you know, it's just, it's an opportunity for us to, you know, just enjoy, you know, what God's given us and how far he's brought us in our careers. And you know, you got to soak up those moments and enjoy those times. That's for sure.
Yeah, no question. Well, Chris, man, we'll be watching, of course, and pulling for, at least I'll be pulling for the Eagles. And I'm pulling for you to get back healthy. And so I wish you the best with rehab and all that goes into that physically, but also just mentally and spiritually, and trust that God will continue just to strengthen you and reveal a lot to you. And so just appreciate your witness and for your willingness to join us here on Unpacking It today.
Thanks, Bryce. Appreciate it, man. It's always great talking with you.
All right. Well, thanks, man. All right. Good stuff. So I guess I have admitted that I'm rooting for the Philadelphia Eagles. So sorry, Patriots fans. Not that you need me to be on the bandwagon by any means, but I'm going to try to root for the Eagles. In last year's Super Bowl, I did root for New England, and I must say, rooting for them during that comeback was one of my greatest rooting experiences ever. It was so much fun and awesome, and I'll admit, there was still a part of me, even at halftime, thinking, all right, let's see New England. Let's see them do it. It could happen. You know, it was very small, but there was still something there. You have to. It's New England. But I wasn't one of those guys like, turn it off. Let's go home. So all my guys stayed. We had a great second half. It was crazy. And we all ended up rooting for the Patriots to see them come back in that game. So it was a lot of fun. So it's hard for me to say that I'm not going to root for them just because of that experience. But I think it'd be pretty wild to see Philly with Nick Foles win this thing. And so I'll be on the bandwagon on Sunday. But I am on Chris Maragos' bandwagon and loved the conversation. And what really, I think, stood out to me and something that I just want to implement more and just kind of have this perspective is how he was talking about the brotherhood. And maybe I brought it up too, but in a locker room, we know these guys, there's such a bond that they have. They spend so much time together. They're working for this ultimate goal of winning a Super Bowl. And so there's so much that goes into that. And the environment that's created is pretty neat. But what I thought was, you know, specifically something that's unique and interesting is the fact that when a guy goes on injured reserve, he's expected to be there for his teammates who are out on the field doing what he wishes he was doing, but to, you know, be a voice, to you know, scout out what's going on, offer insight, be a part of some of the meetings, all that sort of thing. But to be along for the ride, even though inside he's really bummed. And Chris has a great attitude and all that. But then on the other side, for brotherhood to really work and to be a good teammate, it also takes the guy playing to be there for his buddy who's injured, who's on the sideline. So he can't be so wrapped up in his own winning and his own success that he forgets about his buddy who's dealing with a major injury, who's dealing with the emotions and the disappointment and the difficulty of being on injured reserve, especially while your team is making it to the Super Bowl and wanting to be a part of it. And so in both situations, it comes to kind of a point of not being selfish and putting the other person in front of yourself. And so I just love that when it plays out in a great way. And so in our own lives, we have opportunities for this. you know, to make it personal, when you know a buddy is going through a job loss and your job is going well, when they're going through the excitement of having a baby and either you're struggling to get pregnant or maybe you're in the heat of it all where your kids are, you know, three kids under the age of six or something like that, where it's just crazy and overwhelming. And you want to be excited for your buddy who just had a baby, but you're thinking, oh, this is difficult. And so then if you're the guy who just had the baby, you want to be supportive of the guy who's struggling and not, you know, experiencing that. And so I think it translates to other areas of life, whether it's, you know, marriage and somebody's excited about just getting married or somebody's maybe really struggling in marriage or somebody's on the, you know, the 30 years. Hey, things are great. We've had a great run. And so we're celebrating that. So I think we just have to be aware of not being selfish. And so whether we're the injured guy on the sideline, we can still cheer for the guys doing well on the field. And the guy doing well on the field, winning, making it to the Super Bowl, being there for the guy who's struggling and injured, and just be about the other guy. We'd love to know your feedback and what you took away from the interview with Chris Maragos and what we were just talking about. So really appreciate you listening to the podcast. Have an awesome week. Enjoy the Super Bowl. We'll have some more content coming the rest of the way. Make sure you sign up to receive our email devotional. And we'll be talking Super Bowl on there as well. So that's it for today. We'll talk to you next time on the Unpacking It podcast.